News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Today, we explore the significant strides being made under the PM Swanidhi scheme in Mizoram and savor the flavors of the organic King Chili Festival in Nagaland. Additionally, we highlight a shining example of digital innovation at a smart school near Agartala, and we will hear about Professor Jayant Mahajan, who at 50 is cycling 20,000 kilometers around India's borders to raise awareness with his Change Before Climate Change campaign. But for now, let's head to Arunachal Pradesh, where the Bugun tribe recently celebrated their traditional harvest festival, Farm Kho Sowai, with great fervor and joy. Arunachal Pradesh is a vibrant mosaic of cultural diversity, home to 26 major tribes and over 100 sub-tribes, each with its own unique dialects and traditions. Among these, the Bugun tribe of West Kameng district is particularly notable for its rich heritage and colorful celebrations. Today, we will explore the lively festivities of the Bugun community as they celebrated their traditional harvest festival, Farm Kho Sowai. Our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole brings you a detailed report on this joyous occasion.
The Bugun community is in high spirit as they celebrated Farm Kho Sowai, their annual harvest festival, on Tuesday. This festival is celebrated on September 10 every year. The term Farm Kho translates to mountain, that is farm, a river, that is kho, a polysemy of any form of water. This lively festival, which translates to Mountain River Festival, underscores the vital role of nature in their lives. Mountains and rivers, central to their survival and well-being, are honored through a rich tapestry of traditional dances, cultural performances, and sacred rituals. Farm Kho Sowai is more than just a celebration. It's also a testament to the Bugun tribe's commitment to wildlife conservation. The tribe's establishment of the Sing Sung Bugun Village Community Reserve has been instrumental in protecting the critically endangered Bugun Leo Chichila bird. The conservation effort earned them the prestigious 2018 India Biodiversity Award. Farm Kho Sowai serves as a vibrant reminder of the Bugun tribe's deep connections to their land and their enduring cultural practices. As the community celebrates their rich traditions and commitment to conservation shines brightly, contributing to the global appreciations of their unique heritage. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
Now let's get the taste of the fiery world of one of the planet's hottest peppers, the Naga King Chili, also known as the Bhoot Jolakia or Ghost Chili, locally dubbed Raja Mircha. This chili has earned its place in the global spice spotlight for its intense heat and distinctive flavor. Hailing from the northeastern region of India, Nagaland's very own Naga Mircha gained official recognition with the geographical indication tag back in 2008. Cultivated across Nagaland, this chili thrives particularly well in districts like Piren, Chumokhedima, Mon and Kohima. It holds a special place in the heart of local farmers who grow it alongside paddy in traditional jhum fields and homestead gardens. In Siama village, a gem in the northern Angami region, the cultivation of Naga Mircha has sparked remarkable economic growth. To celebrate and boost this fiery crop, Saihama has launched its very own organic king chili festival, showcasing the unique heat and flavor of their prized chilies. Let's turn to our Kohima correspondent Asuno for an inside look at this sizzling event and its impact on the local community.
Siyama Village, a prominent producer of the fiery Naga King Chili in Kohima district of Nakhon, started celebrating organic King Chili Naga Mircha Festival since 2021, aiming to promote Naga Mircha growers of Siyama Village, which is recognized for its unique hotness and taste from other King Chilies. The festival has become an annual celebration, earning Siyama Village the title Land of King Chili. This year, Siyama Village celebrated its third edition of the organic King Chili Naga Mircha Festival on 6th of September 2024. The festival witnessed people from nearby villages and Kohima rushing to purchase varieties of King Chilies such as dry, fresh, pounded and pickled items. Organic vegetables, fruits and trinkets were also put up for sale. Other highlights of the festival included King Chili eating competition and traditional games. General Secretary of the Organizing Committee, Mr. Savio Mehta, shared on how cultivation of Naga Mircha is carried out by their village.
The search for the plot of land for cultivating King Chili is done during the month of December and January. A set of huge clumping bamboo becomes an ideal spot for the cultivation. The weeds surrounding the bamboos are cut down rigorously. The arable land burned during the month of February and March. In the month of March, the debris are cleared and sowing begins. And in the month of May, the weeds are cleared and transplantation is done to occupy the arable land. In the month of June, the pollinated King Chili flowers started bearing its fruits. The first harvest of King Chili starts in the month of July. The King Chili is most abundantly harvested in the month of August and September. The last harvest of King Chili is harvested in the month of November and December.
Alongside the terrace farming, about 150 households in Siyama village are actively engaged in Naga Mircha cultivations, elevating livelihoods for the past years. And even for the current year, it is estimated to harvest an annual produce of 14,000 kilogram, valued at 60 lakh rupees. The village grows four varieties of King Chili, differentiated by the color. The Naga Mircha cultivation has been a major contributor to the Siyama village economy, where in 2022, the village made a turnover of 1 crore rupees. Nagaland's King Chili was certified by Guinness Book of World Records in September 2006 for its extreme heat measured at 10,1304 Scoville heat units. For Northeast Diary, this is Asonyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
Folks, today we are diving into the impact of PM Swanidhi, the government's flagship microcredit scheme designed to support urban street vendors, launched in 2020 amid the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. This initiative offers collateral free loans up to rupees 50,000. In Mizoram, the scheme has set an ambitious target of reaching 4,025 street vendors. So far, the state's Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation Department has successfully selected 2,364 beneficiaries. Mizoram's adoption of PM Swanidhi has been notably enthusiastic, with recent efforts showing promising results. To give us more details, we turn to our Aizawl correspondent, Irene.
2,364 street vendors have been availing the PM Swanidhi scheme in Mizoram. Apart from the state capital Aizawl, other district capitals has also been following up the scheme, with lending institutions and CSC setting up lawn camps for an awareness drive. DNULM Mission Director Andrew H. Vanlaldika said, awareness is given to the people about digital payment system and has selected two beneficiaries to attend this year's Republic Day ceremony held in the national capital. Recently, a function was organized in Aizawl by the state UDNPA department where performance recognition for access to financial inclusion and street vendors empowerment praise award was handed out. Aizawl Municipal Corporation is awarded the best performing ULB. Best performing lending institution was backed by Mizoram Rural Bank and State Bank of India. Best Performing Bank Branches Award was also given to 5 Mizoram Rural Bank branches. The scheme's impact has been felt immensely by hawkers, vegetables and fruit sellers, especially in the state capital Aizawl, which has locked down for months during the height of the COVID pandemic. Hunlom Omi, a beneficiary of the scheme, has expressed her gratitude to the center, who works for the upliftment of street vendors and their families.
My name is Hunlom Omi from Mizoram. I took the first installment of ₹10,000 under PM Swanidhi scheme and also had taken out the last installment of ₹50,000. I sell fruit with this money and earn profits. I am thankful to the central government and I hope that we get more amount of loan. Thank you.
Irene Akashwani, Aizawl.
I'm Earth, the planet that you're on, you know, but I'm not feeling so well. My temperature's rising, species are dying, floods, droughts, and fires no longer surprising. I'm losing trees and my island slowly disappear. It's getting harder and harder to make a home for you here.
In an inspiring environmental campaign, 50-year-old Professor Jayant Mahajan is cycling 20,000 kilometers across India with the message, change before climate change. His solo journey aims to drive urgent climate action despite the physical challenges he faces. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno brings a detailed report on this inspiring initiative.
Driven by a passion for the environment, Mahajan has paddled through Maharashtra, the southern states and the northeast region covering Meghalaya, Tripura, Assam, Manipur and Mizoram before arriving in Nagaland. So far, he had covered 10,500 kilometers journey. Continuing his journey from Wokhat on September 11, Mahajan is paddling towards Arunachal Pradesh via Jorhat, crossing the Brahmaputra. He will reach Arunachal Pradesh in the next 3 to 4 days.
Hi, I'm Jayant, a business management professor, currently a cyclist, cycling for 20,000 kilometers along borders of India. With the message, change before climate change. We as human beings have to start adopting sustainable lifestyle and stay in tune with nature so that the climate doesn't change for worse. So we have to be the change. Started this journey on 23rd of January from Nadabet, Kutch, Gujarat, continued down to coastal part of Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra, Orissa, West Bengal, then into Tripura, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Manipur, Nagaland, and now moving towards Arunachal. I meet a lot of experts and activists and all the people who work on the ground and learn from them and also connect with different student bodies, communities, government departments and try and spread this message of change before climate change. It's a physically enduring journey full of challenges. However, I've been very happy with the response and support which I've been getting from everyone whom I have been meeting throughout my journey. So far, covered about 10,500 kilometers and about 9,500 kilometers more to go. I hope to conclude this journey by end of Jan, that is Jan 25, at the same point where I started, which is in Kutch, Nadabet. In my own small way, I'm trying to make a difference and raise awareness. I've been observing that the awareness levels about climate change are really very low, and the people who are aware are complacent. As long as the problem is not hitting me, it's not my problem. During my interactions with them, I try and highlight how we all are in the same boat, and we all need to act together and act now and mitigate the climate change issue. Least what we can do at individual level is follow 5 R's. Refuse, that is refuse things like plastic or anything which is harmful for the climate. Repurpose, so if you can't refuse and if you already have something, then try and use it for something else. Reduce, after you repurpose and use it, reduce it, recycle it and reuse it. So these are the 5 R's. If we implement even at the individual level, we will be able to make a big difference to the climate change issue.
Mahajan's mission is to influence individuals and communities to act now in the fight against climate change. The journey is a solo self-initiated effort, with Mahajan facing physical endurance challenges along the way. With Johanna Muri, this is Asonyo from Akashwani News Kohima for Northeast Diary. In a time when the Union Government is placing a strong emphasis on digital literacy within our educational institutions, a standout example of this initiative comes from the PM Sri Navagram School located near Agartala. This forward-thinking smart school recently earned top honours from the Tripura Education Department during the Teachers' Day celebrations. To dive deeper into this achievement and what it entails for future of digital education, let's turn to our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde for an in-depth detailed report.
The PM Sri Navagram School at Narsingarh near capital Agartala has shown the way to adopt digital transformation for effective teaching and learning. The Navagram School has set an example for numerous other schools in the state. The National Education Policy, NEP 2020, places a strong emphasis on the role of information and communication technology, ICT, in education. The policy includes several initiatives to integrate ICT into the education system. The crux of the ICT in education is shaping out utilizing the digital infrastructure for knowledge sharing platform. Given this, an English teacher from the PM Sri Navagram School, Niloy Sarkar, started employing technology to teach and for the students to understand the subject easily. He came up with PowerPoint presentations to teach English language to class 12 students, thereby heralding a new beginning towards digital transformation.
Basically, I started making slides of class 11 and 12 initially, and then it's been extended to class 9 and 10. 6 components running simultaneously in the school. The components are projector laptop-based smart class, one smart view board, touch-responsive smart class, and other thing is Pragan class. Class 6 to 8 English and math, and another one is digital library based upon 30 tablet PCs. Another two projects are ICT lab and ATL tinkering lab.
It was eventually in the year 2021 the State Education Department ensured that smart classes began in this particular school. The PM Sri Navagram School, which has bagged the prestigious title of Best School in the Information Technology category from the Government of Tripura during the celebration of Teachers' Day recently, is apparently making big strides. The school, which is integrating technology with education, has conducted an impressive 473 smart classes leveraging audio-visual and animation-based teaching methods. The teacher said the approach has also drawn much higher attention and understanding among the students.
A Srimati Sima Das. मैं PMC नवग्राम उच्चतर विद्यालय की विषय बांग्ला शिक्षिका हूँ. तो मैं लास्ट वन ईयर से मैं बेंगोली जो क्लास लेती हूँ, पिछले एक साल से क्लास ले रही हूँ. तो मैं टेप से ही ले रही हूँ, तो टेप से मैं उस लोगों को पढ़ रही हूँ. इसमें कंटेंट है तो जो ग्रामर क्लास है, समटाइम्स मैं बोर्ड में लिख के उसमें बाकिया होता है वो समझने से बहुत अच्छा होता है. तो इसलिए मैं ऐसे भी करती हूँ, बोर्ड वर्क भी मैं करती हूँ. तो लगभग मैं टेप से ही क्लास ज्यादा लेती हूँ. जिस दिन डिजिटल क्लास होता है उस दिन तो स्टूडेंट का प्रेजेंट का हार भी बहुत ज्यादा होता है.
नाम अर्पिता दास है. मैं पीएमसी नवग्राम हायर सेकेंडरी में क्लास 9 में पढ़ती हूँ. यहाँ में मुझे जो टेप में क्लास होती है वो बहुत अच्छा लगता है. जब यहाँ पे हम लोग क्लास करते हैं, जो भी हमको समझ नहीं आता, जो हमको याद नहीं रहता, तब हम इसमें क्लास करते हैं तो हमको एकदम ब्रेन में सेट हो जाता है. तो हम इसमें अच्छी तरह से पढ़ सकते हैं, इससे हमारा रिजल्ट भी बहुत अच्छा है.
द इंस्टीट्यूशन हैज बीन अ फ्रंट रनर इन इम्प्लीमेंटिंग की प्रोजेक्ट्स ऑफ द स्कूल एजुकेशन डिपार्टमेंट सच एज स्मार्ट क्लासेस थ्रू प्रोजेक्टर, स्मार्ट व्यू बोर्ड, प्रज्ञान टैबलेट, PCs and the development of ICT and ATL tinkering labs. To further enhance learning, classes are meticulously recorded in a smart class register. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashvani, Agartala.
Paul Lingdo, Minister of Textiles for the Government of Meghalaya, unveiled a vibrant mural titled Threads of Tradition at the Directorate of Sericulture and Weaving in Shillong. Created by artist Siddharth Gohil, the mural celebrates Meghalaya's textile heritage featuring traditional patterns and cultural motifs. Here is a report.
On Monday, September 9th, Minister of Textiles Paul Lingdo unveiled a vibrant mural at the Directorate of Sericulture and the Weaving Office in Lashamya, Shillong. This stunning artwork is part of the Donate a Wall project known as Threads of Tradition. The mural, brought to life by artist Siddharth Gohil, celebrates Meghalaya's rich textile heritage. It's a visual homage to the state's diverse communities, showcasing traditional patterns like the Jain Toba and the Khanang embroidery. These patterns, rich in cultural significance, highlight the stories, beliefs and identities woven into the fabric of local life. Supported by Start India, Asian Paints and the Textiles Department, the initiative aims to promote arts and culture, reinforcing the importance of preserving these invaluable traditions. The mural serves as a vibrant reminder of the cultural memory and continuity crucial to the community's identity. Speaking at the unveiling, Minister Lingdo emphasized the mural's role in showcasing Meghalaya's unique heritage and acknowledged the contributions of everyone involved in the project.
Today we have another mural on the walls, and I think we will go on painting. If not painting a town there, at least paint it with a lot of colors, make our city attractive.
Principal Secretary of Arts and Culture Frederick Kharkongar and Start India representative Vikas Nagrare also addressed the event, noting the significance of this project in celebrating and preserving local traditions. Kharkongar praised Start India for their commitment to cultural initiatives in Shillong following the previous project at the DC office.
At the very outset, it gives me great joy to share with you how this project came about. It was in April that Mr. Nagrare got in touch with me and said, "Sir, we have scouted a very beautiful wall on the sericulture building. It's about 50 feet high and it was totally blank. It was tabula rasa, a blank wall." And he said, "Can we do something which relates to the public art?" So he shared some designs which related to Pan-Meghalaya culture, but I shared with him that this is a sericulture and weaving department, so why don't you do something which relates to the textiles? So then we ideated back and forth and then came out with this mural which is called the Threads of Tradition. And if you look at the mural, it unfolds the picture of a weaver who's immersed in weaving magic, all the beautiful textiles, all the beautiful motifs across the state of Meghalaya, from Khasi Hills, from Jaint Hills, from the Daru Hills. And these are timeless fabrics which have been with us for many centuries.
This mural is not just a piece of art, it's a tribute to Meghalaya's textile artistry and the artisans who keep these age-old practices alive. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lamphrang Nongsphang for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Shillong.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Now take a trip down memory lane with the timeless Assamese melody, Pratidhwani Huni Moi, performed by the legendary singer Bhupen Hazarika.
Pratidhwani Huni Moi, Pratidhwani Huni. প্রতিধ্বনি শুনো মোৰ গাঁৱৰে কিমাৰে পাহাৰৰ কিপাৰৰ নিশাৰ চিঞৰ তীৰ প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো কাণ পাতি শুনো মই বুজিব নোৱাৰো চকু মেলি চাওঁ মই মনিব নোৱাৰো চকু মুদি ভাবো মই ধৰিব নোৱাৰো হেজাৰ পাহাৰ মই বগাবনে জানো নিশাৰ চিঞৰ তীৰ প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো.
With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
Hobo pare kono gaborur hok bhara katha, hobo pare kono aitar nikhar hadu katha, hobo pare kono rong monor kothia tulir betha, sina sina khur tik sini bone jano, nikhar siyor tir pratidhwani khunu, pratidhwani khunu. শেষ হল কোনো গাভৰুৰ শোক ভৰা কথা শেষ হল কোনো আইতাৰ নিশাৰ সাধু কথা শেষ হল কোনো ৰং মনৰ কঠীয়া তলিৰ ব্যথা চিনা চিনা সুৰ তীক চিনিবনে জানো নতুন চিঞৰ তীৰ প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো মোৰ কলা চুলিত ৰাতিপুৱা ৰঙা ৰদ পৰে চকুৰ আগৰ কুঁৱলীবোৰ ভয় তোৰা মাৰে জাগি উঠা মানুহে হেজাৰ চিঞৰ মাৰে তাপে থেকা লাগি হেজাৰ পাহাৰ ভাঙি পৰে তাপে থেকা লাগি হেজাৰ পাহাৰ ভাঙি পৰে মানৱ সাগৰত কলা হল কোনো নতুন চিঞৰ তীৰ প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো মোৰ গাঁৱৰে সীমাৰে পাহাৰৰ সিপাৰৰ নিশাৰ চিঞৰ তীৰ প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো মই 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 প্ৰতিধ্বনি শুনো.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.